Talking to Adam Reed, head coach of the Bradenton County Polar Bears, bringing the Polar Bears to the side home tonight to take on our Brazosaurus and Mustangs. Coach, congratulations on winning the 2022 10th Region Championship and representing the 10th Region so well at Richmond this past week.
I appreciate it. It was a long time coming for Bradenton County. They got me, they blessed me and gave me a job and an opportunity, and in my third season, we was able to knock it down and get to Richmond.
Yep, let's go back just a little bit, back to 1998. Brazosaurus was new to the 10th region. We had not won a 10th region or a 9th region A. We'd never won AA. So in that particular year, Paris had a really nice ball club. Ches Marks, I remember Clem Haskins sitting in the stands watching us play. Then we got fortunate enough to beat them. We played Bracken in the final on the kind of the last play of the game. Bracken wins the game, goes on to EKU, plays Hazard, and you haven't been back since. And like I said, you know, Brazosaurus won a bunch of them since then, but it's been a long dry spell for the Polar Bears.
Yeah, you know, actually when I got this job, I reached out to Mike Code, who was a coach here at the time, and I said, you know, I just wanted to kind of pick his brain on how he gets his kids to play the way he wants them to play every year, every season. It seems like it doesn't matter if they're down or they're up, Brazosaurus always going to be there, especially in the Class A tournament. So this season it was almost like everything kind of fell into place where it was meant to be. You know, I play Augusta in the first round this year, play a barn burner with them, play you guys in the second round, and you know, I just feel like our ball pressure, you know, has been the difference all year. It's not just against Brazosaurus, but it's been against everybody we played against. And then we play Calvary Christian, and we beat them kind of handily. But you know, we get down to the state tournament, and we have a good showing. We play Juan Verona to overtime win. We play Harlan, who's almost like a Bishop Brazosaurus. How many times they've went to the Class A tournament in the last 15 years? We play them to an overtime loss. So we just feel comfortable, feel good about it. And you know, being from Bracken County, my memories of this tournament was me and Nathan Sider. Like, that's kind of my memory of this tournament. It was Nathan had a shot at the end of the buzzer. I hit a couple free throws. Nathan had a shot at the end of the buzzer. He was clean, wide open. I mean, top of the key. I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, no, it's over. So, but he missed it. I don't know how. We got the rebound, and we squeaked one out against you guys. I think 52-51. So it's always a great game, great atmosphere, and Bishop Brazosaurus, when you can beat them, when they can beat you guys, it's a good year for Bryan County.
You know what some people don't realize is that the All A draw is conducted in April. So from April of 2021 until the ball finally went up here in January, you knew what that draw was. You knew Paris, Calvary, St. Pat's was on top, and Nicholas Brazosaurus, Augusta, and Bracken were on the bottom. What were your thoughts at that time when the draw came out?
You know, Augusta's got a really good team, got a great coach. I'm thinking to myself, like, dang, how did this happen? You know, us, Brazosaurus, Augusta, all on the same side. But you know, I put the mind is a wonderful and a beautiful thing, and it can do one or two things. It can help you persevere and get over them blocks, or you can stumble, you can lose yourself, and you can lose those games. All this whole time, I've just been thinking to myself, how do I beat Augusta? And if I beat Augusta, how do I beat Brazosaurus? You know, and from that, I just kind of put one game at a time, and then we was able to make a little run, and we're excited about it.
Well, you want to knock down, drag out over Augusta. They had to be feeling good, but there's no such thing as a sure thing, and you had to win two more games to get to Richmond. Thursday night, January 13, you win the 10th Region A. You got the 24 4-year-old gorilla off your back. How refreshing, how great did that feel for Adam Reed to achieve that particular accomplishment with your two boys serving as the nucleus of the ball club?
You know, it's I get emotional when I talk about it, but being able to share this with my kids, being able to help them try to grow up and be a better teammate and be a better young man, and you know, some people only see their passion out on the court, you know, and it's kind of an aggressive passion. They just love it so much, and our family's aggressive. I mean, we play Monopoly, there's going to be a fight, so it's people just got to understand that they just want to win at everything. They want to win every play, they want to win free throw contests, they want to win, so getting to do it with them and helping them, you know, try to fulfill their dreams as well as giving Brackett County something to be happy about, it's wonderful.
That leads up to my next question. Walk us through you and your team's All-A State experience leading up to and actually playing and staying in Richmond.
You know, we wanted to kind of keep it the same, kind of keep it as normal as possible. So we went to school on Wednesday. We practiced after school. We drove to Richmond that night. A buddy of the program bought us a steak. Went to sleep. Got up the next morning. Another buddy got us in an EKU's auxiliary gym. So he's able to get some shots up, have a walkthrough, really prepare for Juan Verona, because we played him 2 years ago with the same guys, and they beat us pretty good. So we got to, you know, some redemption. You know, we got to see them in a bigger stage, you know, neutral floor, and we was able to get in there and really fight. And let me tell you something. That Smithers kid, he is a tough cookie. I mean, he's a heck of a ball player. He never stopped. I think we held him to 5 in the first half, and he went for 29. So he went and got going in the second half. And when you got a senior leadership and a senior who's unwilling to give up, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. And we just got lucky. Peyton kind of got a loose ball, picked it up, laid it up, got up two, and we was able to win the game in overtime. And, as well as I do, it's got to be a little bit of luck.
Oh,
and it's got to be a little.
Yes.
Good bounce the ball. So it bounced our way this time, and we was able to go home, get some sleep, and get back at it the next day.
Very good. While it was really a tough loss, you know, to Harlan, I'm sure your kids were devastated. Do they view this year as perhaps a trip over the track and maybe a prep race for things to come in the future for them?
I think so. When we talked about this season, we felt that we was going to have a good year after our summer. Our summer was really good. We just had a nucleus of about 6 or 7 kids that was willing to take charges, was willing to guard, was willing to do whatever we needed them to do to win. And when you've got guys that do that, and, you know, they're young. Yep. Freshmen and sophomores, a couple juniors. So when you've got guys that'll do that, it gives us an opportunity to really build on the future. So we'll play tougher games, we'll play in bigger arenas, and it will get us ready for our goal, which is, you know, we want to do what you guys did. We want to be a Class A school that goes into the 10th region and wins that thing.
There we go. Your next stressful situation comes up on February 9th when they draw the 39th district. 39th, one of only 4 remaining districts in the state that does not seat. How stressful is this for you coming up and knowing that with this great ball club you got, you may have to face the Mason County Royals to get to the region?
You know, like I told you about my mind and our mindset, I think that it doesn't matter. You know, do I want to seed? Absolutely. But this is something that, you know, small schools do. You know, I think small schools tend to want to draw just in case. But for us, I don't think it matters at this point. I feel like we're in a situation to where we feel like we belong. We feel like we're capable of beating Mason County. If it's a first round, it's a first round. If we're blessed enough to get to the championship game and win a championship, district championship. It'll be our first in the 39th district. So we're excited about making history.
Well said. Tonight you come from playing in cavernous McGrayer Arena to 750-seat Brossard High School. How do you expect your team to respond coming out of the All-A State?
You know, we had a great, probably our best practice yesterday. We sat down, we talked about mental mistakes that we made at the Class A tournament. Not missing shots or turning the ball over, just the little mental things that if we can correct those mental things, then we can play and win in bigger games. So we had after the talk, you know, some kids got their feelings hurt, and I'm trying to really be compassionate and not kind of just call them out, but, you know, I also got a coach. I also got to hold them accountable, or I'm not doing my job. So we had a good talk. They got over themselves. We got on the court. We had a heck of a practice. And, you know, the thing on the board is refire, rewire, refire. Let's see if we can't figure this thing out and make a heck of a run to get to the district tournament.
You know, one of the things I admire about your ball club, and I preach it here all the time, is play like us. You know, establish a persona. I don't care if we're playing Dog Obedience School or Louisville Trinity. Play like us and give us our best shot. I think you have accomplished that. There was one night Scott Code and I are sitting, we're scouting you and we're watching you play, and it's run, gun, have fun, shoot it before you lose it. And I said, I wonder what these people do for 2 hours at practice every day. Scott Code looked at me and he said, Shobbs, pay attention. They play defense now. They will light you up. They will heat up the ball. They will put pressure on you. And that's what the hell they've been doing at practice that made them different from the Bracken County Polar Bears now and the Bracken County Polar Bears of the past.
Yeah, so when I came in 3 years ago, I told everybody on my coaching staff, we're going to guard man. We're going to play man, and we're going to get our butts kicked. And, you know, what I was thinking was GRC beats us by 30 first year, GRC beats us by 15, 20 the second year, and then we can make it a competitive game. Now, GRC is obviously loaded up, but you know, I wanted to be able to, really third year, I really wanted to just be able to compete with the Bishop Rossards and the Class A schools. And I feel like if I can compete with Bishop Rossard, then we have a chance at winning the Class A. So I look at what they did and what they've done. What they've done is defense. They guard.
The little guys play with the big guys.
Yes. So
our, keep them in range.
So our thing was, we have to guard. If our strengths are pressuring the basketball, then we got to have the best ball pressure we've ever had at Brighton County. So I just think that mentality is kind of leaking over to where, heck, even Blake's trying to say, hey, let me guard the ball. So if anybody knows me and Blake, we got a lot of like. We didn't guard anybody. So he's actually one to guard. And it's exciting time. It's exciting time for Bracken County, and it's exciting time for the Reed family and our household. You know, my daughter's at U Pike, and she's her senior year, and she's having a heck of a year. So everything's basketball in my house, and we love it.
And the two little ones are at the end of the cheerleaders' line, hooping it up with either way. Coach, thank you very, very much for stopping, chatting with me, and sharing some of your experiences. Good luck to you and the Polar Bears tonight here in the side dome and on down the road toward district and regional time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.